You might daf lamedal al manal brings down a halacha concerning different vegetables, what you're allowed to do to them in order, in terms of being misaking them or cutting them. So it says you can't cut certain vegetables in the regular way because it might be too much of a tircha on yamtiv, or it looks like maybe you were kaitzer them on yamtiv. And goes in this a yerek b'tispar shaloi, avon misaknin is a kundus v'sa akvius. There's two vegetables called kundus and akvius, which are allowed to be misakin on yamtiv. And Rashi says the reason why is because there's a they need a lot of tika. He says that it's very difficult to be misakin them, and you can't eat them without their tikkun, and therefore it's mutter to be misakin them on Yom Tov because they can't be eaten otherwise. It's interesting to note that these two vegetables are very much negat in Yali Diyayma, and they're a direct result of the chet of Eitz Hadas we just read about in the parsha, kundus v'akvius, when the pasuk says the result of the chet of Eitz Hadas is v'kaitz v'dardar tatzmiach lach. The ground is going to grow a kaitz and a dardar for you, certain types of thorns or whatever that are not easily eaten. So what is this kaitz and dardar referring to? Rashi says, this is in Pergamon Pasuk Yidchas, kaitz v'dardar tatzmiach lach, ha'aretz kishit izran amin izran tatzmiach kaitz v'dardar kundus v'akvias v'hein necholam adei tikkun. So actually, kaitz v'dardar is mamash referring to these two things in the Gemara over here, the kundus and the akvias. They could only be nechol with a tikkun, and that is a direct result of the chet of Eitz Hadas, that the ground is going to be matzmeach things that are difficult to eat without a tikkun. That's the kaitz v'dardar, and for that reason, the Pasuk says over here, they're allowed to be misaken, the kundus and the akvias, because they taka need tikkun, they can't be eaten otherwise. That is a direct shirayim from the klal of the chet of Eitz Hadas.